This is the BBC.
To be on ScoMa, the last week of April, the first week of May, is in Britain's top five birding experiences without a shadow of a doubt. The reason you want to be there in those 2 weeks is really for the Manx Shearwater. And you can hear them underground, the males calling from the burrows and the females coming in. And I've been there before when a Manx Shearwater literally thacked me straight into the chest. But there's another side to it in the autumn, and that's when the chicks fledge. They come to the end of the burrow and basically they launch themselves for the very first time out to sea. Now this bird lived all its life in a dark hole, and then suddenly it comes to the edge one night and is desperate to go. And so they're looking for height, they're looking for places where they can get a little bit of height to take that first takeoff. And so when you sit amongst the burrows of Manx Shearwater chicks, they climb on you. They've got no fear of humans, never seen a human. And so you orientate yourself, so you're sitting looking out to sea, and you've got this Manx Shearwater on your head, and suddenly it'll have a go. If it's not got the quiet breeze, it'll just fall into your lap, it'll crash and like a sack of feathers into your lap, and then sure enough it'll crawl around, it'll have another go. Up it goes again, use its beak and its really sharp claws climbing up your shoulder and onto your head. And then eventually it'll go. It'll just take off and it'll get the wind and it'll go. And that'll be it. And that bird will go all the way down to South America.
This is the BBC.